And we're back from the stand, the Roscoe Morton Tower. Here we're right on along the flight line, AirVenture Oshkosh 2015. And joining me now is Dennis Genders, who is the Director of Marketing for the Experimental Aircraft Association. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. This is your first show on the staff side.
Yes, it is.
But you've been here before.
Been here before. EA member 300475, so I've been here a little while.
Oh yeah,
been coming up here since I've been a kid. My uncle used to work here. It's just been one of those opportunities that you can't pass up this experience, and to be able to come on this side of the fence and work with all the great staff out here, it's been amazing, and it's wonderful to give back. The event, we put a lot into it, but it certainly gives a lot back to us too.
Very good. Some of the highlights of the week, that things that have, I mean, there's so much that happens here, you can't keep track of it all. So what are some of the highlights, at least from the EAA perspective, that have taken place?
Yeah, I think we've had one of the best weeks we could have possibly had weather-wise. It's kept the crowds here. Wonderful weather means a lot of people were up this year, which is good to say. I think official numbers will come next week. As far as attractions go, I mean, you can't really beat what we had this year. I think we put on a great show. Luca Petosio, I had some time to spend with him. He has been amazing, and just his first experience here at Oshkosh was great to see Bert return. I think especially for the home-built and grassroots folks that we have out there, it was really nice to see that. And the planes have been amazing. We've got some great stuff out there. If you didn't see the F-35s, the F-22 Raptor team that was just up here, and there's a lot more on the grounds to see. It's been a great week from that perspective.
What was it like flying with Luca?
Luca was amazing. So first of all, just a fan of aviation. He is he enjoys the freedom. He loves sharing that with everybody else. And I've never had an aerobatic performance in my life. So he took me to the max. We had some fun kissing some clouds, some inverted flying, and we streamed it live on Periscope, which was on Twitter, for everybody else to better connect with as well, which has been really fun. Trying some new things. That's what we want to do here, and bring new things to the fans that aren't here or the ones that can't see everything they want to on the grounds.
And that brings up a good point, because with EIA Radio, I've been with the radio station for a number of years, and it started out, we had a stream and that was it, and then added the webcams in the studio and all the other streaming that's taken place and all the innovations and developments over the last few years. So just give us a menu of what's out there.
Yeah,
because there is so much, not only on the grounds, but that you can see
online.
Yeah,
and you've had a great view of the Jumbotrons out here on the flight line, the displays. We've been pushing out all the social content that people have been sharing. So keep posting with the Osh15 hashtag. Have an opportunity with the EAA selfies that we're doing as well to win a Bell copter ride. I think the app is an improvement this year, too. It was great last year. I've been able to talk to some folks, being able to plan their day. It's been really amazing from that perspective. I think looking forward, we want to know and hear back from everybody that's been here, all the attendees, all the pilots. What else can we do? We want to be able to bring this to everybody.
Right. And bringing it to everybody we were talking earlier this morning in our production meeting about how you're receiving messages from folks saying, I can't be there, but thank you for the streaming things. So I feel like I'm there. Or earlier in the week, I'll be there on the weekend. So this is getting me warmed up. It's really amazing how much appetite there is for what happens here.
Yeah, absolutely. And why wouldn't there be? Of all the moments that we had here this year and in past years, the camaraderie that people feel, the friendship that they feel, they want to be part of that. When I look out there on the grounds and seeing people come together for the first time, had the opportunity to meet a lot of folks this year that have been here for the first time, starting a chapter for the first time, those are the moments that we want to capture. We want to capture that socially, but we also want those folks to share that with everybody else to bring more people back next year.
Excellent. The Give Wings program.
Yes, Give Flight.
Or Give Flight.
Give
Sorry.
Flight,
give
yeah.
Flight.
That's okay.
You're building wings. That's
yeah.
Why I get confused.
Great question. So if you haven't visited the Give Flight project, it is on the plaza across from our Welcome Center. We are building 5 sets of wings. 5 different kit builders have been kind enough to contribute those wings. And we're inviting everybody, much like last year with the 1 Week Wonder, to come out, see what it's like to build a plane, pull a rivet for the first time, have your picture taken, sign that rivet. And we're going to ship those off at the end of the convention to these different chapters, ask that they raise the funds to contribute to that and finalize the build, and hopefully see those guys back here in 2017 or 2018 with the finalized planes.
That's great. And this has always been the center of home building, which I mean, that's why Paul founded the organization in the 50s. But it's always been the workshops and forums have been a great way to get hands-on. But I think with the one-week wonder and also with the Give Flight program, it's almost an easier way for folks to just see how easy it can be to create your own airplane.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's a better way to get people involved than Give Flight. You know, you can come out here and see everything, but that attaches you to something. You've been able to sign that plane. We've had the opportunity to fly to some of the other regional fly-ins, and we've brought the one-week wonder along, and everybody comes up. They just want to see that. They want to find their name. They want to go out there and take pictures of it, and they can't believe that they were part of that. I'm hoping Give Flight does the same, and the forums and workshops are there as well. 1,000 workshops and forums this week. I certainly haven't seen them all. But there's a lot of opportunity out there, from welding to just listening to Bert Rutan talk. How can you miss that?
That's right. The one-week wonder, you mentioned that. It's been on tour. Will that continue?
Yep, it will. We are going to be in Minnesota later in August at AOPA's regional fly-in up in the Twin Cities. So that's the next opportunity to see them, and then a little later in the year as well.
Good, good. One of the new things that's here this year is the drone cage.
Oh, yes. I don't want to steal anyone's thunder later on, but the drone cage has been an amazing opportunity. I know we've been concerned about it. We want to make sure that we're promoting safety. So this year we looked at the opportunity and said, if we really want to grow youth in aviation, is there something there? Is that another pathway for us? So 80 by 80 by 30-foot tall drone cage, if you haven't been out there to go, I believe they have got free demos on the hour. And then today I think they've got free flights starting at 3 o'clock. Everyone that I've talked to at Aviation Gateway Park have been incredibly enthusiastic about what we've seen there. And a lot of new exhibitors that have been here for the first time that have been welcomed into the community can't wait to come back next year.
Good. The Gateway Park, you mentioned that. That is a relatively new addition to the Air Venture Grounds. I mean, it's sort of in the area that was a parking lot at one time, and sort of the north end between home built and the tower.
Yep.
What is all going on in that plaza?
Yeah, great question. So that was College Park sort of last year. We had a nice row of colleges that are still participating this year, but we want to create an area for innovation, an area for opportunities for education and careers. So we've got a great forum set up over there. We've got an education and career center, and then the innovation tent where we're trying to bring in just new companies. Introduce them to Oshkosh and introduce our attendees to them as well. We've got four or five participants from Aero Innovate out there. You probably heard from Audra earlier this week about what they're doing. Great opportunity for those folks just to share their products. We looked at that area. We wanted to just promote that. I have heard stories about people coming on the grounds like, where is innovation happening out here? And it's sometimes hard to find. You can walk out to ultralights. You can walk out to the different areas. We want to sort of centralize that in one spot. And the drone cage has certainly been a draw to just bring people into.
Right. Young Eagles has been around since 1992, focus on youth. But for a lot of years, EIA has been focused on the younger, 8 to 17 kind of thing. And now the last few years, actually reaching out to the college age.
Yes.
To promote, you know, going to an aviation university, or just to let people know this is, you know, aviation does have career opportunities and lots of career opportunities.
It does.
We talked to Sherry Carberry from Boeing. A couple of days ago, and she talked about the increasing need for pilots, mechanics, technicians, that's all coming. So, and is that sort of the genesis of how you're starting to reach out to that crowd?
Absolutely. We saw the college social this week. We saw the career fair as well with hundreds of attendees, which was great. As you said, it's more than just pilots that we're looking for. We're looking for mechanics. We're looking for people that are interested in the aviation industry and just show them what the possibilities are there. Everything from maybe your local airport all the way up to NASA. So there was some great participation there. And you mentioned Young Eagles thinking forward about what we're looking at in 2016. Can't wait to see where we go. We're on the cusp of 2 million Young Eagles flowing. So we're starting to think about how do we celebrate that. It's a great opportunity, again, for children just to get involved, 8 to, you know, 17, and you know, maybe some of those that graduated into the Eagles program as well.
And Young Eagles has also spawned the Eagle Flight program.
It has.
And how is that?
So far, so good. We're starting slowly, building off of the success that we saw with Young Eagles. You know, it's that opportunity for adults who've been, maybe like myself, never become a pilot, but dying to become one. Where do I start? Let's start with that first flight. Let's get you out there and experience it. And they might be at the right point in their life to do that versus just sort of lighting that spark with kids.
Good. If someone wants information on either Young Eagles or Eagle Flight, where can they find that?
Yeah, great question. We would recommend everybody that's on the grounds come out to our Pathways Pavilion right next to the Welcome Center on Boeing Plaza. If you are not with us, we certainly encourage you to hop online, eaa.org/Young Eagles, or just homepage.
Good, good. What other new or innovative things have popped up on site? I've been out too much, but
yeah,
every time I go out, I see something new.
Yeah, we're working always in a ton of things this week. You know, something that's not necessarily innovative, but, you know, was innovative for its time that has just captured me as the Right B Flyer. I'm excited to see that in the air show later today. Tomorrow I think it's flying. You know, the opportunity just for somebody to see that. Here's, you know, 1903. We're talking about this opportunity to see something that no one else has seen flown. And then you've got everything on the grounds. We've got the E-Flyer, I think, over out in the ultralights area, battery-powered, which has been amazing to see. I only got that for a brief moment yesterday. There's a lot out there.
Certainly
too much. Too much coming to my mind.
And not to forget some of the standbys, which, of course, the Air Venture Museum.
Yep. Got to get out there to the museum if you haven't. And, you know, we've got a lot of museum pieces out on the grounds. Don't want to miss Paul's P-51 behind the B-52. A lot of other planes parked across the grounds. If you haven't been to the museum and you want to, and it's open year-round, a lot of people forget that. It's not just during AirVenture. And for the local folks, you know, we've got stuff going on all year-round, from Hops and Props, a wonderful program we've got going there, weekly movies, and can't miss the tours that our docents give. They're amazing.
Right. Yeah, I was going to mention the movies. That's become a regular program.
It has become a regular program. It's another way for us to give back to the community. I think Oshkosh has been so kind to us, and especially during the week of AirVenture. How can we give back? How can we promote them? Get people in here to see what we have available to us, but also get to experience aviation, whether it's as a movie or a documentary and things like that.
All right. One of the things that I hear sometimes on the grounds is, oh, it's not the way it was in the old days. And I understand that. Everything changes. But you have some avenues for folks to give you some feedback on things that could be improved or things they'd like to see. So when everyone gets home and kind of decompresses from all this, how can they let you know ideas or thoughts that they have, good or bad, on the event?
Yeah, great question. Now, we're always open to feedback. And like you said, you know, grassroots is where we started. And you know, I don't forget that, because I was up here so many years ago and saw that. And you know, you remember just the Brown Arch. And I look at this now. It's amazing. It's because of our volunteers. It's because of our staff. It's because of the attendees. And we listen to you. We listen to you, everything that you guys have to say, whether you're submitting it to maybe somebody you see on the grounds, if you're coming to the website and submitting that way. Submit feedback through the app. We're willing to hear all of it and make the event better. I don't know if we can beat this year, but we're going to try.
This is amazing. We were talking about it last night, and so far we haven't had any rain. And
I checked the weather before this. I think we're okay.
And we're trying to remember the last time there was an event here without rain. And, it's been a while.
A lot of people remember Sloshkosh and then some. But so far, I think Paul was looking down on us this year. We had that rain come through on Sunday, and that was about it.
Yeah, it's been good. Kept the dust down and
it's been
stirred
great.
Up the mosquitoes, but that's typical for Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave us with today?
I would say don't miss the Night Air Show tonight. We've got some great performers. Certainly Luca Bertosio is going to be performing. We're going to see the Harrier Jump Team perform. You don't want to miss Hotel California later on in the plaza as well. So we've got some great stuff for everybody to see this week.
You don't call it today. Super Saturday for nothing.
Exactly. And we've got some great stuff tomorrow, only on Sunday, so don't miss that as well.
Right. We'll have the Raptor demo and the Harrier today and tomorrow. So it'll be a spectacular conclusion to the
week. It will
be.
A great cap on the week.
Excellent. Dennis, thank you for joining us this morning,
Steve.
And kind of wrapping up our show. And that does it for From the Stand for this year. I certainly appreciate you tuning in. Had a wide variety of guests. I hope that our listeners enjoyed it as much as I did, because every single one of our guests was fantastic. Learned a lot, and I hope you did too. So we appreciate you tuning in every day. From the Stand is made possible by the Commemorative Air Force. The mission of the CAF is education, so that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our freedom. Stop by and see the CAF's new aircraft, the C-47. That's all, brother. It's on Boeing Plaza by Hangar 57, or visit them online, commemorativeairforce.org. And that does it for this year's show. I hopefully will be back next year if they invite me back, and we'll do this all over again. Remember, until that time, Oshkosh rules apply, and just keep in mind, what would Paul do? And we appreciate all of your support and listenership. From the stand, until AirVenture 2016, I'm Steve Buss, and this is EAA Radio.